今天早上跟大家来分享这个非常重要的题目，就是让圣经供应你人生最大的需要。
And this morning we're going to study a very important scriptures. It's let the scripture provide for the most important needs of your life.
我们先问大家一个问题，好不好？
Let me ask everybody a question first.
我是讲到圣经了，那我们大家无论在这里或者在家，您是有整本全部圣经的，请你举举手，好不好
？So raise your hand if you have the whole Bible.
Okay,
that means include Old Testament and New Testament.
Okay, 那有一些人没有。
And there's some people don't have the whole Bible with them.
那我向你道歉，没有供应你需要的圣经啊。
And I have to apologize. I haven't provided everything for you.
那今天您回家之前，请你一定要跟我讲啊，我会送一本圣经给你。
So ask me before you leave today, and I'll give you a whole Bible.
我们感谢主，我们教会有预备一些好的圣经啊，希望你无论中英文，自己有自己的圣经。
So thank God we have plenty of Bibles at church, English and Chinese.
我们有些弟兄姐妹啊，可能就是因为我们普通的一种习惯了。教会都有圣经嘛，教会都有这个台上啊这些荧幕上的，所以呢我们就没有带圣经来了。
So sometimes give a habit because we have Bibles at church and also we have PowerPoint. So we usually don't bring our own Bible here.
有时候甚至乎参加查经的时候呢，都没有带自己的圣经。
And some brother and sister even don't bring their own Bibles to the Bible study.
那我知道有时候圣经也很重啊，有时候带来带去，但是这个是你的圣经，你需要好好的保重，需要常常带来用它，因为圣经是可以供应您人生最大的需要。
But the Bible is very important in our daily life, so you need to have your own Bible and protect it and read it.
所以不要用别人的圣经。
So try not to use other
people's. 不需要来到教会才去找一本圣经。
And don't only read your Bible when you're in the church.
你需要你自己的圣经。
And you need your own.
Yeah. 同时你每天都需要念这个圣经。
And also, we need to read our Bible every day.
那我不请你举手了啊。
So I won't let you raise your hand.
如果我问你，没有哪一个是每天都念圣经的，你猜我们有多少人会举手呢
？So guess how many people raise your hands after if I ask how many people are actually reading your Bible every day?
我不保证这里有八九十的percent 啊的百分率的人会举手。
So I guess probably 80-90%.
有些人说，哎，我每个礼拜都念一次了。
So some people say I read once every week.
我告诉你是不够的。
So I tell you it's not enough.
就等于你吃饭。
It's like you're eating.
你可以说，哎，我每个礼拜吃一两次就够了。
So can you say I only eat one or two meals every week?
绝对不可以啊。
You can't do that.
Yeah, 你说我禁食啊。
You said I'm fasting.
Okay, 禁食。但是禁食还更加需要看圣经了。
But you need the Bible more than ever when you're fasting.
因为圣经是足够给您这个永生的生命，灵的生命，有粮食的。
So the Bible is our spiritual food.
因为圣经讲得很清楚，诗篇十九篇那边告诉我们，请大家一起念好不好？耶和华的律法全必能苏醒人心，英文的。
The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul.
那那个苏醒的人心是什么意思呢
？So what it means by refreshing the soul?
就让你心中的神给你的生命能够苏醒起来。
So it's like awaken the spirit inside of you.
就是神是给您有生命的。
So God gave you spiritual life.
神怎么样给你生命呢
？How did He give it to you?
借助听圣经
through the listening of the word,
借着学习圣经,
through the studying of the word.
那如果我们已经做基督徒了, 对, 我们有主的生命给我们了,
so yes, as Christians, we already get the spirit of God.
那这个生命就继续要长进,
and also we need to improve ourselves.
神给你的生命需要粮食,
so the spirit of that God gave you need food too.
那您就要好好的去学习, 去应用。
That's why we have to learn and practice the word of God.
圣经告诉我们, 圣经都是神所默示的, 教训读者使人归正, 教导人学义都是有益的。
So the Bible teaches all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
那英文的翻译就把原文告诉我们, 默示的意思就是神吹气。
So that's, it means God breathed.
那神吹气的时候, 我们就可以得到重生了。
When God breathed into us, we have new life.
神向亚当吹气, 他就成为一个有灵的活人。
So that's when God breathed into Adam, and then Adam turned into a living being.
那如果你还不是基督徒, 你今天接受圣经的时候, 心里接受, 神就让你得到他给你的重生的生命。
So if you're not Christian, but you receive God today, He will give you a new life.
因为圣经讲得很清楚, 是借着神活泼长存的道, 对不对?
Because it says God's word is living and active.
那希伯来书10章12节更清楚告诉我们, 神的道是活泼的, 有功效的, 比一切两刃的剑更快。
So as a Hebrew told us, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword.
那就是说神的道是圣经呢, 你听的时候, 愿意接受的时候呢, 会像你心里面最底的, 最人家看不见, 只有你才知道的, 哪一种思想, 哪种良心, 神都向你来说话。
So when you receive the word of God, it's actually talking to the deeper side of your heart.
那神懂得您在想什么。
And God knows your thought.
神的话语可以跑进你的心思意念里面来向你说话。
So God's word can penetrate soul and spirit and talk to you.
所以我们需要 学习圣经,
so that's why we need to study the word of God.
因为这样子的时候, 你里面那个生命就会继续长进了。
Because that's why your spirit will keep growing.
那第二件事情, 圣经是足够你, 给你有智慧。
So second one is the Bible is sufficient to give us wisdom.
那我们一起来念, 好不好? 请, 耶和华的法度, 确定, 能使愚人有智慧, 英文。
The statutes of
the
Lord are
trustworthy,
making
wise
the
simple. 那神的话就是神的法度。
So the word of God is the law of the Lord.
那神的法度就是从旧约一直到新约都要神给我们的生命的原则。
So that's the statute Lord gave us in the Old Testament and also in the New Testament.
神的法度不是只是去说你这个不对，这个不对，这个做得不好。
So the statute of the Lord doesn't only show us what we're doing wrong.
神的法度是很确定地告诉你人生应该怎么做事。
But the word of the Lord showing us how we need to walk our life.
同时当你默想神的话语的时候, 你就渐渐知道神告诉你怎么样对付人生一切的问题。
So when we study the word of God, the Lord will teach us how to deal with our living, everyday living.
在你的工作上你需要智慧, 对不对?
You need your wisdom in everyday work.
有时候你不懂得怎么去做。
Sometimes we don't know what to do.
但是如果你常常祷告, 从圣经里面的时候, 神会感动你应该怎么去做。
But when we go before the Lord in prayer, the Lord will give us wisdom.
美国著名的总统林肯, 他曾经讲过, 他是说圣经给智慧给我来管理国家做我的工作。
So the famous President Lincoln have a word, he's saying, the word of the Lord gave me wisdom how to dealing with everyday life.
当你念圣经的时候，神会教导你怎么在家庭里处理你的各样的关系。
And also, Lord will give you wisdom in your family also.
或者你在试炼困苦中怎么样来对付。
And also in your suffering and trouble, and then will, Lord will also teach you how to deal with those things.
你对人的关系，对神的关系，圣经告诉你怎么样用智慧来实行神的教训。
And also there's wisdom between relationships between man and man and man and God.
我曾经讲过弟兄姐妹，我们中国有一个非常著名的传道者，就是在广州的他自己的一个教会啊，不是政府的教会，是他家庭的教会，他的名字叫做 林宪高 Samuel。
Okay, there is a famous pastor in China, Guangzhou, and he has his church, it's a home-based church, not a government church, and his name is 林宪高。
Yeah, Samuel, 这个林He was confined in the jail for a long, long time, for 20 years.
他被关到监狱了很久。
那他在里面受了好多苦。
And he was suffered a lot in the jail.
当然呢，那些监狱里面的管理的给他许多大问题。
And also the jailers gave him a lot of trouble.
在监狱里面，其他的监犯也给他问题。
And also the other criminals gave him trouble too.
但是他说神给他聪明智慧可以度过这二十年，出来的时候再重新开始他的教会。
But he said God gave him wisdom to endure those 20 years, and after he getting out, he started the new church again.
那这个神的话是从他的口里面出来的。
So the word of God comes from the mouth.
所以所罗门王讲，他说耶和华赐人智慧呢，这些都从他的口，这个口就是什么？说他的话，从神的话语里知道神的智慧。
So Proverbs 2:6, for the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding.
所以无论您是怎么样的有聪明，在世界上怎么样的成功，如果没有圣经的教训的话，你在神的眼光没有智慧了。
So it doesn't matter how successful we are and how smart we are in this world, without the word of God, we're nothing.
所以你需要圣经的教导，你怎么样在生活里面有智慧。
So we need the teaching of the Bible, learn from it, and so we have wisdom in our life.
那然后第三件事情，圣经给您跟我喜乐。
So the third, the Bible will give us joy.
因为圣经的训词能快活人的心。
Because the precepts of the Lord are right and giving joy to the heart.
耶稣自己亲自都跟我们说过了，他说我告诉你们这些话就是圣经的话了啊，是要叫我的喜乐，主耶稣的出人意外的喜乐充满你的心。
So that's what it said. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete.
当你有这个常常学习圣经的习惯的时候，
So when we have the habit of reading Bible,
你就会渐渐尝到念圣经的喜乐，学习圣经的喜乐。
And then we'll experience the joy of the Bible.
你都觉得圣经怎么样满足你生命里面最重要的需要。
And then we'll experience the satisfaction of the Bible.
你看腓立比书四章四至七节怎么讲了。
Let's read Philippians 4.
好，我们一起来念啊。你们要靠主常常喜乐。我在说你们要喜乐，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经尽了，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢叫人寸神所示出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。英文的请念
Rejoice in the Lord always.
I'll say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
这一段圣经的意思就是说，如果你要在主里面喜乐的时候呢，你要祷告。你怎么样去祷告呢？要照着圣经的方法去祷告。
So this one teaches how to pray.
那你说我这都不懂得怎么祷告。
So some people say, I really don't
know how to pray. 你要我祷告，我讲不出来啊。
So I don't know what to say.
但是你晓得，圣经教你怎么祷告。
But let's look what the Bible teaches.
你看诗篇里面，哦，你学大卫王的祷告啊。
So look at the Psalms and prayer from David.
那你从那里学的祷告的时候呢，你心里就有神的喜乐充满你了。
And then when you know those criteria, and you will experience the joy.
因为神是喜欢你，耶稣是喜欢您跟我有喜乐的。
Because Jesus takes pleasure in us.
神要的基督徒不是愁眉苦脸的基督徒。
And the Christian of Jesus is not a Christian with frowning face all the time.
那当然，有时候我们没有办法，因为我这里有疼，这里有疼，全身都疼，我当然是不舒服啊。
And sometimes we do have sufferings in our lives.
那你就更加要学习大卫的祷告了。
And then we need more prayers.
因为你看见大卫王这么厉害的一个王帝啊，他的祷告实在很困苦之中的，很疼的，全身都破裂之中。他懂得怎么祷告。
So let's look at David's prayer. He was suffered a lot when he was chased around and have sores all over. And let's see how he prayed to the Lord.
啊，最后就感谢主了。
And then, you know, finally we thank God.
因为神听你的祷告。
Because he listens to.
感谢主听我们教会的祷告。
And then thank God for he listened to our church's prayer.
我很相信这个月我们有非常好的要发生的事情在我们教会中。
And I'm sure there's something very wonderful will happen to our church this month.
神会医治我们各样的毛病。
All kinds of illnesses.
神也会赐给我们教会，供应我们一切的需要。
And God will provide us with everything we need.
然后我们再看圣经可以足够给我们盼望。
And let's see, Bible can give us hope.
然后诗篇告诉我们，耶和华的命令清洁，能明亮人的眼目。
See the commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes.
那你说这个是什么意思
？What else would it mean?
我们没有盼望，是因为我们的眼睛看不见。
We don't have hope is because we can't see.
什么眼睛？
So、
里面的心的眼睛。
It's the eyes of our heart.
我们有神给我们的灵的。生命那个有心眼的，圣经讲有心中的眼睛，这个是看见将来神给我们的盼望。
So we say spirit give lives, but the eyes of our hearts can see into future.
因为耶和华的命令就是神的话语啊，是很清洁，可以清洁我们，清洁我们的心。哎，那你就可以前面神给你的盼望了。
Because the commands of the Lord can clean our hearts.
圣经讲得很清楚，我们也借着他罗马书讲，因信进到现在站在这个恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜的盼望神的荣耀。不但如此，就是在患难中也欢欢喜喜的第二次，知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生什么呢？盼望，对。
It's like Romans, say everything was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance taught in the scripture, so we might have encouragement and hope.
哎，这个盼望是最大的盼望。
And this hope is great hope.
世界上没有这样的盼望。
There's no greater hope than that.
为什么呢？
Why?
是神给你的。
Because the hope is God given.
最困难的时候，看见神会为你开路。
And in your difficult time, you will see God open doors for you.
我们也看见我们活在这个世界，只是一个寄居者，暂时的。
And also, we can see when we're living in this world, we're pilgrims, we're just passing through.
我们将天上有一个城为我们预备的。
And we have a holy city in heaven that's prepared for us.
当您跟我看见这个情况，心里发现实在的知道的时候呢，哎呀，你就有很大的盼望了。
When our eyes can see this blessed hope, and then you have hope in your life.
今天我们许多的忧愁，许多的担忧、忧虑。就是在世界各样的情况。
So in this world, we have a lot of worries.
但是神是要我们从忧虑中都看见他会怎么样带领我们经过人生的路程，直到我们见他为止。
But God will be with us through our sufferings and our worries till the day of the Lord.
有一个著名的中国的女的一个作者，也是一个从前的我们在美国这个学者中的一个很著名的一个领袖。
So there is a female author in China. She's very famous.
她的名字叫做蔡淑娟。
And her name is 蔡淑娟。
Christina Chai.
Christina.
她在中国的时候已经信耶稣了。
And then she became a Christian when she was in China.
但是后来她发觉她有个疾病。
But later on, she found out she was sick.
她的眼睛看不见。
And then she's losing her eyesight.
越来越差。
And it's getting worse and worse.
来到美国治疗了。
And she came to America for treatment.
还是看不见。
And still not working.
同时她的眼睛不能接受光的，一光她都不行，她要戴黑的眼镜的。
And also, her eyes cannot see light.
那他躺在床上干什么呢
？So when he lay in the bed, what does she do?
是想神的话。
And she thinking about the word of God.
要人念给他听神的话。
And ask people to read the word of God to her.
然后他就吸收神的话，默想神的话。
And then she remembers the word of God.
那他这种蛮有喜乐了。
And he's full of, she's full of joy.
他生命再不会愁苦了。
And there's no more worries.
同时他很愿意为神做见证。
And also at the same time, she's willing to testify for the Lord.
所以他就写东西去鼓励别人。
So she wrote books to encourage other people.
那他也欢迎许多人来看望他。
And also she welcomed people to visit her.
所以在前大概三四十年之前呢，许多中国的学者中国的学生都去他的家探访他。
So it's about 30-40 years ago, there are a lot of scholars and students are visiting her.
借助他的见证，许多中国的学者成为基督徒啊。
Through her testimony, there are a lot of people turn to Christ.
他都没有眼睛啊。
She can't see.
可看不见的。
She won't be able to see anything.
那为什么人家相信所讲的呢？
Then why people believe her?
因为她充满了盼望。
Because through her words, she's full of hope.
她也把盼望给来跟她交谈的人。
And also, she passed on the hope to the people who visiting her.
她的盼望从哪里来的呢？
Where's her hope from?
从圣经而来的。
It's from the word of God.
你看圣经这里说，我们一起念好不好？罗马书十五章四节。从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。
Romans 15:4
For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scripture and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. Praise the Lord. 那还有呢，圣经可以足够给我们成圣。
So our Bible can sanctify us.
因为耶和华的道理是洁净的，存到永远。
Because the fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever.
那神的道是可以清洁我们，已经讲过了。
So we already told about the statutes of the Lord can clean us.
清洁的时候就让我们变成一个越来越 爱神爱人的一个基督徒。
It can turn us into a person love God more and more.
那让我请问大家一个问题。
So let me ask everybody a question.
你思想一下，你说我今天坐在这里，在这个教会，我也为教会做这个东西，这个那个东西，是不是我的生命比以前我刚刚信耶稣的时候好得多呢？更好呢？
So let's reflect ourselves. However, we're sitting in the church, we're Christians, we're doing all kinds of service for the church, but you have to think, is your life better than before?
或者还是一样？
Or is it still the same?
牧师讲道我听不下进去。
So sometimes the preaching I can't take it.
我的太太给我问题。
And my wife gave me problems.
我的孩子孙子给我问题。
And my children gave me
troubles. 我的生命还是这样子。
So my life is the same.
一点进步都没有。
And there's no moving forward.
为什么？
And why?
我可以告诉一个大的原因。
I can tell you maybe it's a reason.
你没有好好的去读经研究圣经。
You have not really studied the Bible.
因为你听神的话语，读神的话语，真的研究的时候，你生命会改变的。
If you listen to the word of God and learn from it, and your life will be changed.
因为神的话是真理嘛。
Because the word of God is truth.
耶稣说的这句话，约翰十七章十七节，真理使他们成圣。
So John 17:17, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth.
今天我们要彼此代求，让我们能够成圣的意思就是长进，更加爱神，更加有好的基督徒生命。
So we need to pray for each other that we will be improved in the Lord.
但是你不读圣经，不看，没有办法的。
But if you don't read the Bible, don't study, there's no way.
你每个礼拜天只听了一次圣经。如果周牧师讲的太长了，哎呀，你就不高兴了已经。
And some people say you only like come to church once a week and even complain about the long sermon.
每个礼拜只听了那四十分钟的讲道，你就可以清洁吗？你可以成圣吗？
You think you can be sanctified only through this 40-minute sermon?
不可能耶。
It's impossible.
你自己要念嘛，自己要研究嘛。
You should read the Bible yourself and study it yourself.
对对，所以求求你要多读圣经。
So please, you need to read the Bible.
同时圣经神的话也告诉我们，耶和华的典章真是全然公义。
So the Bible told us
the judgment.
The judgment of the Lord are true, they're righteous altogether.
那神的话是让我们足够一个标准的。
So the judgments of the Lord are true.
因为今天我们在世上没有什么标准。
Because there is no rules and laws in the world.
你听 Hillary Clinton, 她有她的标准。
So Hillary Clinton have her own.
Donald Trump 有 Donald Trump 的标准。
And then Donald have his
own law. Ted Cruz 更有他的标准。
And Cruz have his own rule.
那个 Bernie 什么？他也是有他的标准。
And Bernie has his own thought.
每个人有他的标准。
So everybody has their own thought.
谁是谁非谁知道？
And who's right, who's wrong?
哪一个是政府的人员是讲的最好？谁知道？
And who's right, who knows?
我们不懂啊。
We don't understand.
圣经讲永远是对的。
But the word of God are always true.
你的标准要从圣经里面拿出来。
So our standards come from the Bible.
因为圣经彼得后书讲是预言，就是圣经了哈，从来没有出于人意的，乃是人被圣灵感动说出神的话来。
So it says for no prophecy ever originated because some man willed it.
Yeah.
But men spoke from God who were born along by the Holy Spirit.
这个感动的意思，英文这个 Amplified Bible 翻译得很好啊，就是好像大风吹这个船一样，一定要被风来动摇它啊，一定因着神的感动这么重，你一定要听神的话的意思。
So it's the Amplified in the English means like the wind blowing the boat, move it forward.
那当您能够这样去接受神的话的时候，接受神的标准的时候呢，你的生命就会有一个准则，你知道应该是怎么样来做。
So when we study the word of God, we have a standard in our hearts knowing what to do.
你要知道圣经所讲一定是历史。
So we know the Bible is history.
耶稣接受圣经就是历史。
So the Jesus in the Bible is history.
考古学家也证明圣经所记载的是对。
And the archaeologist's findings are proved the Bible to be true.
今天在我们图书馆都有好几本书很清楚告诉你圣经所说的是对的，是标准，是历史，历史。
There are even books in the library that prove Bible is true, is true history.
比如说一个著名的一个作者，他的名字叫做，在美国著名叫做 Strobel, 他从前是一个无神论者，一个记者。但是他信了耶稣了，都写这本书就证明耶稣所讲，圣经所讲都是对的了。
So there was an atheist, his name is Strobel, but he now became a believer, and he actually wrote a lot of things, proved the Bible to be true.
他的所写的书，英文有翻译，就是 Case for Christ, Case for Faith, 就是耶稣基督的事实，信心的事实。
And then there is his famous book, his Case for Christ.
另外一个很著名的作者，他写了一本就是铁证待判 ，Evidence that Demands Verdict 这本书也在我们的图书馆里面。
So there's another book called Evidence
Demands Verdict.
It's in our library also.
那弟兄姐妹。圣经是真真正正的一个你可以相信的。
So Bible is true.
那我们应该怎么办呢
？So what we need to do?
我是提议您是参加我们的主日学。
And I suggest you come to our Sunday school.
或者参加我们的查经班。
And also join us in our Bible study.
能够参加两样是最好了。
If you can join both, that
would
be great.
但是至少要参加一个。
But at least come once.
为什么呢？
Why we need to do so?
因为这样子就帮助你会对圣经更多的认识研究。
Because it will help you to understand the Bible more and more.
那耶稣自己讲得很清楚啊。
And Jesus said,
他说人活着是靠神口里所出的一切话。
He said, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
那神的话就是这本圣经了。
So the word of God is this Bible. So we can see clearly, Bible, it's all scripture, is God breathed.
那神吹气的时候，人就有灵命了。
So when God breathes, we have spiritual life.
好像亚当，神向他吹气，就从一个泥土变成活的人了。
It's like Adam, when God breathed into the nostrils of Adam, he became a living creature.
所以当你每天来看神的话语的时候，你就是让神向你吹气。
So every day when we study the Bible, God breathes into us.
然后你就生命好啊，灵命好啊。
And then we will have improved our spiritual life.
那弟兄姐妹，我们就要更多的吸收神的阳气，也吸收神的灵来在我们生命里面。
So that's why we need to absorb more nutrients for our spiritual life.
彼得讲得很清楚啊，要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，圣经就是灵奶。
So it's like Peter said, like newborn babies crave spiritual milk. Bible is our spiritual milk.
所以每天不能不念神的话语。
So we cannot not reading the word of God every day.
同时呢，我们念了之后学习之后要遵守。
And also, it's not only study, we need to practice.
圣经不是只是听着算，要遵守的。
It's not only for the listening, but also for the doing.
圣经节也说，恒心遵守这个最初教会的情况啊，遵守恒心遵守这个意思就是说，学习之后
应用在生命里面的意思。
So at the beginning, people are devoted themselves to the teaching.
但是你说我念了之后不晓得怎么遵守啊。
But sometimes you say after reading, I don't know what to do.
哎，我这里给些帮助你，好不好
？I'll give you some help.
那我就请呢赵大元帮我呢派给大家了，现在哈。
Yeah, ushers will come forward and pass around some flyers.
请弟兄姐妹来看看啊，神给我们这些应用的方法了啊。
And those are some suggestions to apply your Bible study.
我是没有起初给你们，我是害怕你们只看这个都不听我讲。
Oh, I didn't pass it around at the beginning. I'm just in fear of your reading it the whole sermon.
当你读圣经的时候
，When you read your Bible.
当你跟人家查经的时候
，When you do your Bible study with other people.
你就要大家学习怎么样去遵守。
And we need to learn how to obey.
那这里有些提议给你这样做了。
And there's some suggestions.
好，你就是第一问一问你有没有从圣经里面找到跟随的榜样。
So the first one is, do you have an example to follow?
就是圣经里面有些好的榜样。比如说亚伯拉罕，那你就学习他了。
So for example, there are some good examples in the Bible, like Abraham. Are you following?
那当然有些有些不应该学习的。
And also, there is something that we're not supposed
to follow. 有些是错误的。
And there are mistakes.
啊，那是后来神呢改变了的，那些那就不需要学习了。
And also, God changed that.
所以你需要是跟弟兄姐妹研究啊。不是只是念，跟人家一起来研究的，你知道什么要学习，什么不学习。
So it's not only needs to read the Bible, also we need to study.
那你有没有第二件，有没有求神赦免你的罪的东西要求神呢？
And second one is, do you have sin to confess?
第三，你有没有一些圣经看到的一些应许，你可以祷告求的呢？
And also there are a lot of promises in the Bible. There's something you can pray about.
那第四，当你念这段圣经时，有没有告诉你怎么样去祷告呢？
And then also when you read the Bible, do they teach you how to pray?
那第五，有没有要你服从的命令？
Is there any commands you need to obey?
就是你看这段圣经了，比如说，哦，今天我看见这一段是从约翰福音第三章第二十二节里面有什么东西我是可以做的呢？
So for example, if you're reading like John 3:22, is that you can say there's something I need to do today.
Yeah, 同时第七，有什么圣经我可以背的？
And also, is there any verses I want to memorize?
因为背诵圣经可以增加您的智慧。
Because Bible verses, if you memorize them, it can increase your wisdom. 特别
背诵圣经可以帮助你对付坏的思想，不好的思想。
And also, it can fight against the wrong thinking.
比如说，有位姐妹，她常常害怕。
There's a sister that she has a fear problem.
年轻的时候去 Berkeley 念书，很聪明。
And then she went to Berkeley when she was young and very smart.
但是突然之间变成重生，不知道我是不是常常害怕。
And then don't know what happens, she's always feeling fear.
她怎么去对付呢？感谢主。
And what does she do? Thank God.
她把整本腓立比书都把它背诵出来。
And she memorized the whole Philippians.
结果生命改变了。
And then her life was changed.
也嫁了一个好的老公啊。
And married a very wonderful husband.
跟老公侍奉主啊。
And then served the Lord together.
就是她背诵圣经的结果。
So that's one of the results of reciting the Bible.
Yeah, 同时，圣经里面有什么条件你需要迎合的呢？需要做的呢？你要来研究。
So and also there are some principles to apply.
Some condition,
life, some conditions.
有没有些可以避免的错误呢？
And there's some errors can be avoided.
第九，有没有些要面对的挑战呢？
And then, is there some challenges to face?
有没有所以你可以应用的原则呢？
Is there any principles to apply?
有没有需要改变、停止或者开始的一些 习惯呢？
Is there any habits needs to be changed? Stop or start?
有些坏习惯需要停止啊。
So we need to stop some bad habits.
好的习惯要开始啊。
And start the new habit.
然后有没有需要改正你自己的态度呢？对人的态度呢？
Is there attitude needs to be changed?
是不是大家看见你都避开的啦？
Is everybody avoid you when they see you?
因为呢，你见到人就批评人，批评人这样子啊。
Because you're so critical and criticize about everything.
哎，圣经会感动你。需要改变。
So God, the Bible will move you.
有没有一些要相信的真理呢？
Is there truth to believe?
啊，有没有些关系你需要修补的或者要发展的呢？
Is there any relationships needs to be mended or developed?
最后有没有需要你做见证的人呢？
And also, is there a person needs to be witnessed to?
因为你看见圣经要你做见证。
See, the Bible teaches.
哪里就应用了。
And we need to practice.
啊，或者说，哎呀，人家都不听我了，我也不懂做见证了。这段圣经跟我没有关系了。
So some people say, I don't know how to testify, and it has nothing to do with me.
啊，弟兄姐妹，这个我们要应用了。
We need to practice those things.
啊，所以圣经也告诉我们，大家需要一起来学习，彼此帮助，来应用神的话。
So the Bible teaches we need to study together and practice.
旧约圣经啊讲得很清楚啊，说到呢那些弟兄姐妹啊，男人、女人、孩子啊，都一起来啊，在一个地方学习听神的话语。
So we can see from the Deuteronomy, assemble the people, men, women, and children, and foreigners.
我们中国教会从前有一个坏的习惯。
So we have a bad habit in our Chinese church before.
就是我们觉得主日学是为小孩子的。
We always think Sunday school is only for kids.
我是大人了。
I'm adult.
我不需要去主日学。
I don't have to go to Sunday school.
这个是不对的。
That's a wrong thinking.
我们越长大，越需要学习神的话语。
We all need to study the word of God.
啊，所以在主日学里面有人帮助我学习。
So at Sunday school, there are people teaching me and helping me
to study. 为什么参加主日学这么重要？
That's why we say it's so important.
因为圣经告诉我，我们要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善，不可停止聚会啊，同时彼此劝勉，就是用圣经来劝勉了，然后我就不会心里刚硬了。
Because the Bible teaches, let us consider how we may spur one another onward, love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another.
当你自己在家里读经的时候，
So when we read the Bible in our own house,
你觉得有感动？
Do you feel moved by the Spirit?
哦，但是过一阵子忘记了。
But you forget about it after a while.
除非你的太太提醒你。
Unless your wife reminds you.
啊，对不对啊？我们看了之后。自己来觉得，哎呀，到底听不听啊？应用不应用
？Sometimes we read it, but do we practice it?
但是主日学有最好的一个效能。
But there's a good result in the Sunday school.
因为有老师帮助你明白他的话，神的话。
Because your teacher teaching you.
同时，学生也可以彼此的来鼓励你。遵行神的话。
And also the students can also encourage each other to practice the word of the Lord.
那中文翻译说激发这个字啊，在原文里面呢，就好像一个马刺，用马的脚那个刺啊，啊，就刺呀，那个马就跑啊，就是这个字。
So the spur here using in the English is like a cowboy riding a horse, the spur of, you know, when you hit the horse with that, the horse will start running.
所以是神的旨意，要藉着我们查经的时候刺激你。
So it's will of God to spur us during our Bible study.
就是鼓励，就是重大的鼓励。你不去那你就疼的啊，好像马一样，这样子的一个意思来学习神的话才有长进。
So it's like you'll be hurting if you're not going. So to encourage us to go to the Bible.
所以神要我们彼此帮助学习神的话。
So that God wants us to encourage one another.
我求神帮助弟兄姐妹，今天每一个这里的 都会参加主日学。
I pray that everybody here will join the Sunday school.
感谢神，有新的朋友都参加主日学了。
And also thank God for there will have new people join our study.
中文主日学有吴教授来帮助我们了。
And then there's a professor Wu helping us in our
Bible study. 那英文的主日学呢，弟兄姐妹要彼此来刺激，彼此来教导。
And also in our English Bible study, we need to encourage each other and the.
这样子，你的生命就改进了，对不对
？And then we'll improve our lives.
哦，你在主日学的教导，哎呀，这个我没有做，这个是我的生命是这样的，大家都知道怎么样来刺激会。在主里面改变我们的思想，改变我们的行为。
So when we're doing our Bible study, we can encourage each other, keep each other accountable.
让我再一次提醒弟兄姐妹。
So I will remind you one more time.
你想一想，你的生活，你的生命在主里面有没有长进
？Think about your life. Do you have improvement in the Lord?
或者你说我有啊，我有看圣经啊。
Or you said I have read the Bible.
但是你看了圣经是有没有长进呢
？And do you have improvement？
哦，如果你没有长进，就表示你知识很多。
So if you don't have improvement, that means you have a lot of knowledge. You know a lot about Bible.
但是没有应用的。
But you don't know how to use it.
那圣经讲你这个人是没有爱心的。
So that's according to the Bible.
你只懂得批评别人。
You only know how to
看人家啊，你懂得没有我懂得这么多。
And then criticize.
我的经验比你的多。
I have more experience than you.
一点长进都没有。
It's not improvement.
甚至乎比刚刚信耶稣的时候更差。
It's even worse than the beginning.
因为什么？你这么多年很懂得容易去应付人了啊，讲话随随便便说说谎话就算了。
Because some people just telling lies easily.
这个不是神的旨意。
That's not the law of God.
神要你的生命得到长进。
So the God wants to improve your life.
那唯一的是这本圣经神话。
So the only thing can help us is this word of God.
如果你自己学习是不够。
It's not enough you study by yourself.
你这要跟弟兄姐妹一起来学习。
We need to join together.
你需要人帮助你。
You need help.
哦，你要买一本更好的圣经，有注解的圣经。
Doesn't matter you have a Bible really good with all the
explanations. 我看有些很爱主的姐妹。
I've seen a lot of people.
哦，她每天都读圣经的。
And then they read Bible every day.
但是我请问她一个简单的问题，圣经。
So I ask them a simple question.
她完全。错误的解释。
And then the explanation and
answers are wrong. 为什么
？Why？
他只是看，就当做一个摸熟性啊。我今天看过圣经了啊，我就有长进。哪里？因为你都不懂嘛。
So it's like you can say I read the Bible every day, but if you don't understand it.
所以你需要让更好的注解圣经帮助你。
So we need a good Bible with explanation.
你需要主日学来帮助。
And also we need Sunday school to teach us.
请我低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.